RNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
This is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I am John Troy, host of this show, which is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I know it used to be Funky Sex Gods of Yore, but I changed the name. The reason why is complicated yet somehow boring, and I have other things to talk about here that are more germane. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm starting a blog. I'll let you know if you're curious. Anyway, that was AC/DC doing Money Talks. That is the theme of tonight's show, Money. That band was formed by Malcolm and Angus Young. Angus Young, he's that guy who dresses like a schoolboy in a private boys' school with the short pants and a little beanie. And he seems to pull it off somehow. Even he's in his 60s and he pulls it off in some perverse way. The really amazing thing about that band for me is Brian Johnson, who sings. He's got this voice. He's singing in a full voice way up there. I mean, that's higher than my falsetto. Now, what is falsetto? If you hear somebody yodel and he goes, that high note, that's a falsetto, okay? Now, if I sing that same note in full voice, it sounds like this. Or, hear the difference? One's full voice and one, and the full voice one, you can hear it, I can hit it, but it's a little, I'm working a little bit to hit it, whereas the falsetto is easy. I don't know how to explain it. It's like explaining how to gulp. How do you explain that to someone who doesn't know how to gulp? It's just a thing that that you do. But he sings way up there in full voice. Not only sings, he screeches, he screams, and he does it all night, and he does it on tour every night. He's got a larynx made out of leather. I'm amazed at that cat. Anyway, that was AC/DC. Now we're going to listen to Randy Newman. Randy Newman again, John? Yes, I like Randy Newman. He's very good. He's one of the best songwriters around. And this is a song about money. It's called It's the Money That Matters. Let's check out the lyrics of this great songwriter. He says, "Of all the people I used to know, most never adjusted to the great big world. I see them lurking in bookstores, working for public radio, carrying their babies around in a sack on their back, moving careful and slow. It's the money that matters. Hear what I say. It's the money that matters in the USA. All of these people are much brighter than I. In any fair system, they would flourish and thrive, but they barely survive. They eke out a living, and they barely survive. When I was a young boy, maybe 13, I took a hard look around me and asked, what does it mean? So I talked to my father. He didn't know. I talked to my friend. He didn't know. I talked to my brother. He didn't know. I talked to everybody I knew. It's the money that matters. Then I talked to a man lived up on a county line. I was washing his car with a friend of mine. He was a little fat guy in a red jumpsuit. I said, that looks kind of funny. He said, I know it does, but I got a great big house on the hill here and a great big blonde wife inside it and a great big pool in my backyard and a great big pool beside it. Sonny, it's the money that matters. Let's listen to Randy Newman sing that song, It's the Money That Matters, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
House on the hill here. Great. my backyard. Another great big pool beside it. Sunday is money that matters. Hear what I say.
There he goes. That's Randy Newman singing It's Money That Matters here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Now we're going to listen to Money by Barrett Strong. This was a big hit for him. He co-wrote the song. It was his only hit as a vocalist. And then he became a lyricist after that and teamed up with Norman Whitfield and wrote, check this out, he wrote, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, War by Edwin Starr. Remember that? War. What is it good for? Yeah, that one. Smiling Faces sometimes. The Temptations, he wrote Cloud Nine, I Can't Get Next to You, Psychedelic Shack, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, great lyrics. Just My Imagination. Anyway, in this song, check out this thing. In American music, we've gone over this before. You can, if you've been listening to this show, I've talked about it. You can go back on the podcasts of the previous shows and learn more about 4/4 time, which is most American music, is in 4/4 time. And usually, the drummer accents on a snare drum the beat on the 2 and the 4. So if you're going 1, 2, 3, 4, I'll clap where the snare goes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, pack, boom, boom, pack, boom, boom, pack, okay? Now, he turns it over on the verse on this song. It starts out. The best things in life are free. He's going 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, I want some money. Then he goes back on the 2 and 4. See, it changes it up. So he goes on the 1 and 3. You can feel the difference, you know. And then after the instrumental, they come back in, and he doesn't do it. He does the 2 and 4. And what I think is, I don't know, but I think he just forgot. And the reason they let it in, because look, in those days, they didn't have 24 tracks. They didn't have isolation. These days, you can put 20 microphones on a drum set. And everybody's isolated. You put the drummer in. You put the drummer in this room. You put the singer in that room. You put the guitar player's amplifier next door. You know, so if somebody screws up, they can keep everything else and have some guy fix his part. So until everything sounds perfect, like a sausage, like a processed thing. In those days, they had a couple room mics and just everybody go. So if somebody messed up, then they go, oh gosh, we got to do it again. Everybody's got to do the whole thing again. So sometimes, I mean, maybe they did do it again. I don't know. But this one was the one they went with. So, and that's what I love about old recordings is it's human. You hear them, you hear things not quite right here and there. And they go, well, let's just go. This one feels good. And that's ultimately what you want, what feels the best. Let's listen to Barrett Strong sing Money here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
That's what I want.
That is Ocean. Okay, this is Dr. John doing the same song.
The best things in life are free. You can give it to the birds and bees. I want money.
That's what I want.
Oh, that's all I want. Your love don't pay my bill. I want money.
That's what I want.
That's all I want.
That is Dr. John singing Money. And we are listening to, this is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and I am John Troy, the host of this show, which is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I was going to talk between songs there before this next song, but I'm still learning how to do this thing, and there was a button that I forgot to push. But I'm back with you now, and I'm going to tell you about this next song, which is Money Honey by Clyde McFatter and the Drifters, recorded in 1953. McFadder lived, he was born in 32 and died in 72, so he's only 39 when he died. His liver was shot. He drank himself to death. He was bitter because he thought the music industry used him and abused him and dropped him like an old sock. And he's probably right. He was inducted twice into the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, once for himself and once for the Drifters. He formed the Drifters. He put the Drifters together, and they went on after he left them to have many, many hits. And people who are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame two or more times are said to be in the Clyde McFadder Club. Anyway, this song, Money Honey, Pack a Tune, it's, the tempo is right about here. Money Honey, one, two, three, four. That's the tempo. And that's did I tell you? I forgot to tell you before that the guitar player way back on that Randy Newman song was Mark Knopfler. I forgot to tell you. Anyway, never mind. So this the tempo on this song, Money Honey, is at about 124 BPM. What does BPM stand for? I'll tell you after this if you don't know. Let's listen to Clyde McFadder sing Money Honey here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, "Mud honey, yes, mud honey, mud honey. If you wanna stay here with me, I was clean as green and so hard pressed. I called the woman that I love best. I finally got my baby by the half past three." To know what you want with me. I said, "Money, honey, money, honey, money, honey, honey. If you wanna get along with me." She screamed and said, "What's wrong with you? From this day on, our romance is through." I said, "Tell me, baby, face to face, how could another man take my place?" She said, "Money, honey, money, honey, oh, money, honey, if you wanna get along with me." Yeah.
Money Honey by Clyde McFadder and the Drifters. That's a great little departure they took at the end, toward the end, right there at the end with all the background singers there. That was great, I think. Don't you? This is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. And we are listening to songs about money. And we're talking about the songs and how they're made. I am a professional musician, and I talk about how songs are put together. It makes me a little nervous because there are musicians out there I know who are better than I am. So I'm trying to get it right. But this is for musicians. You might be going, well, I know that. And maybe you do. Maybe you like this anyway. It's good stuff, ain't it? And for those of you who are not musicians, this is a window into a musician's head. At least this musician's head. It's scary in here, and I'm glad you're with me. This next song is the same song. Again, I like to play different versions of the same song so you can see how much leeway, how different a song can sound. A person will do a cover, that they'll do the same song as the original, and they'll do it pretty much the copy, it's like the same way. Well, I don't recommend it, because usually the original is the bar is set pretty high. You know, Linda Ronstadt, very good, okay, big star, okay, but she, for instance, she did a cover of Ooh Baby by that, that thing. Smokey Robinson's, and she basically did it the same. She did the same thing, same songs, except not as well. So, I think it's advisable to find your own way to do it, change it up some, and make it interesting. It's already been done that way. Let's try it a different way. For instance, Ry Cooter takes this song, Money Honey, and he plays it halftime. Now, what is halftime? Once again, in a 4/4. Beat, the drummer is usually playing, when he's playing a regular time, he's playing on a 2 and a 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, if I'm playing with the guy and I yell at him, halftime, he might yell back, don't tell me what to play, blanket head. But if he's a nice, obedient drummer, which is my favorite kind, he'll cut it in half. And so he'll play it like this. It'll be like 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So now he's playing, instead of on the 2/4 of every bar, he's playing on just on the 3 of every bar. So he's cut the times that he hits in half. So it's halftime. And that's what this drummer is doing. Now, there's a lot of room to move when you're playing on halftime. Boom, pack. And remember, the tempo is the same. It's around, I asked you before, what is BPM? If you didn't know, if you didn't figure it out, it's beats per minute. It's the tempo is around 120, give or take, around 124 beats per minute. And it's about the same tempo on both of these songs. But what's interesting about halftime is it feels slower. And you cut the time in half, it just feels slower. So, and there's a lot of room when you cut it in half. So this drummer, he doesn't just stick right with it. He messes around, but he's tasteful, so it's good. So he finds holes. He doesn't just go boom, pack, boom, pack. He's all boom, pack, and doom, but doom, pack, and tack, kapoom, boom, whack, you know. So he has some fun. Let's listen to him. I don't know the drummer's name, sorry. But this is Ry Cooter doing Money Honey here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Well, the landlord rang my front door bell. I let it ring. Butter.
girl, she screamed and said,
"What's wrong with you? From this day forth, our romance is through."
And I said, "Tell me, baby, face to face, how could another man take my place?" And she said,
"Money, honey.
There he goes. That is the great Ry Cooter doing Money Honey here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That guy, Ry Cooter, he's just too much. That's him playing slide guitar. He's one of the best slide guitarists around. That's him playing mandolin. Also, he overdubbed to one or the other. And the guy is just a killer. Ry Cooter. All right, well, let's move along now to Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson has a song about money. And this is very cool. Michael Jackson was so, he was really something, wasn't he? He was just really something, that guy. Okay, but speaking of morals, he talks about what you would do for money. In this song, he just insinuates it. You know, he just whispers, money. Oh, my God, it's so powerful. It's like a snake going up your pants. Woo! And what would you do for money? I don't know. What would you do for money? I mean, if somebody, I mean, what is a whore? You know, a whore, some people, a lot of people would say that a whore is basically someone who would do what you would do for less money. I mean, they just draw the line a little before you do. But sooner or later, you're going to get to your price. I mean, that's a cynical view. I mean, look, if I had unlimited funds, a lot of money, where I didn't have to worry about it at all, then I could say, oh, well, I would never do that. But that's not the case for me or for most people. I wouldn't do something that would hurt anybody, but something distasteful, like, say, eat some poop, you know, like just, and it could be nice poop, it could be like baby poop, and just a little bit, like a lint truffle size, just a bonbon, a bonbon du merde. You know, what would it take? Like, for me personally, would I do it if somebody said, eat this little bonbon of merde for $100? I go, well, no, $100 won't do it. Sorry. Well, how about 500? No, 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 no. How about 1,000? No, no, I don't think I would. How about 5,000? 5,000, I might take a little longer to say no. How about $10,000? $10,000. Just chomp this thing down and you got $10,000 cash right now. Well, I still don't think I would, but just the fact that I'm thinking about it or hesitating, that pretty much says that we're going to get to my price. We'll get there. So that's an interesting thing about money, isn't it? Here's Michael Jackson singing Money here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Money.
Life.
Yes, I'm holding the flag, your country trusts you. Now you're wearing a badge, you're called the just few. And you're fighting the wars, that's all you must do. I'll never betray or deceive you, my friend, but
if you show me the cash, then I will take it. If you tell me to cry, then I will fake it. If you give me a hand, then I will shake it.
You will do anything for money.
Anything, anything. Anything for money. Die for you, die for you. I can sell my soul to the devil.
Insurance, where do your loyalties lie? Is that your alibi?
I don't think so. You don't care. You do it for the money. Say it's there. You see it for the money.
Want your pot of gold? Need the Midas touch. Bet you sell your soul, cause your God is such.
You don't care. You care for the money. Do it there. The thrill for the money.
Are you infected with the same disease of lust, gluttony, and greed? Then watch the ones with the biggest smiles, the idle jabbers. Cause they're the backstabbers.
If you know it's a lie, then you will swear it. If you give it with you, then you will bear it. If it's taking a chance, then you will dare it.
You would do anything for money.
Anything, anything, anything for money. Lie for you, die for you. I can sell my soul to the devil.
That's Michael Jackson, of course, singing his song, Money, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Let's move along to Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles. This was recorded in 1964. Now, I know you've heard this song before. Of course you have. But listen to this, because it's just interesting. I mean, this song is 2 minutes and 15 seconds long, and it just gets you. It starts with the hook. The hook is the chorus, but they call it a hook because it's the hook of the song. It's the thing that grabs the listener. And it starts out, can't buy me, and those first three notes are just vocals. How many songs do you hear like that where the song just starts with the vocal dry just there? It just starts vocal. Can't buy me, and then the guitars come in, still no band, just, and they go through the whole chorus. Love, can't buy me love. And then the band comes in. So they got the hook in already. They get the hook in 4 times in this song inside of 2 minutes and 15 seconds. It's Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles here on KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Can't buy me love. Make you feel alright.
money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
Yep, that's all there is to it. That is the Beatles singing Can't Buy Me Love, 1964, here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. I am John Troy. The name of this show is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I will hold my sack up against anybody's. And I'm confident because I got nothing but all my grooves are crunchy. Now, we are listening to songs tonight about money. And we're talking a little bit about money, too. And how music has, songwriters have approached the topic. But this song, this next one, is the same song. Again, I'm playing another version. But here is, I picked this version because it is such a far departure. It's the same song, but it sounds completely different. It's Blackstreet is the name of the outfit. These young men made this. They took the song and they talk about making it your own. They just slowed it down. And this is some sweet, sweet R&B. So let's hear Blackstreet do the Beatles' Can't Buy Me Love here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Buy me love. Just came by.
Isn't that just the sweetest thing you ever heard? That's halftime. That's in halftime. And that's Blackstreet singing the Beatles' Can't Buy Me Love here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. You know, man, I love to dance with my honey. I love to dance with my Annie on a song like that. Man, a little Anaconda. Woo! Lord. Well, now we're getting toward the end here. We're going to listen to NRBQ. John, NRBQ again? Yes, NRBQ again. They were a great band. I mean, they're still out there, but I'm talking about the original cats. Terry Adams, Al Anderson, Joyce Bampinato, and Tommy Ardolino. These guys were just so good, and this is a song of theirs about money. It's called Ain't No Free. First verse goes, a girl downtown said she wanted to roll. I took her by the hand, and then she said, hold on, you got to pay. You know what I mean? You might get something, but there ain't no free, baby. Let's listen to NRBQ saying Ain't No Free here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
A girl downtown said she wanted to roll. I took her by the hand and then she said, hold on, you got to pay. Know what I mean? She said, you might get something, but the said, hey, look at this. And the next thing I knew, well, he had three kids he had to pay. Know what I mean? The boy got something, but there ain't no free. Well, it might be credit, it might be barter, but they find a way to make you pay. Said, I believe this is best. I saw him at the clinic and was running some tests. He had to pay. Know what I mean? Well, the boy got something, but there ain't no break. Thank you.
That's NRBQ singing Ain't No Free here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. One of the things I love about NRBQ is they're like the old days. They don't overdub and isolate and process until you have a perfect little turd there. They go, well, good enough. Let it roll that way. You know, and you can hear the noise in the room. You can hear the guy shifting his seat. You can hear a guy, you know, blow his nose. They don't care. Oh, man, they're great. Okay, well, this is I'm John Troy, and this is my show, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. And we've been listening to songs about money. You can like me. Please like me on Facebook at facebook.com/JohnTroyMusic. If you want to get my gig updates on email, then you can write to me there on Facebook and send me your email address, and I will include you there. And if you want to catch up on my rants, I'm starting a blog. I'll let you know where that is. Okay, this next song is the OJs, and this one is a little different. All the other songs have been sort of a celebration of money or just lamenting the fact that the money is the hold it has on people. And the Can't Buy Me Love is, yeah, but I don't care. It doesn't, I care about things higher than that. Well, this is an admonition by the OJs. It's called For the Love of Money. See, there's a distinction. The line doesn't go that money is the root of all evil. It's it's from the Bible, actually, Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil. And this song is an admonition to... don't let the love of money rule you. Thanks a lot for listening, and I'll see you next week. I don't know what next week's show will be about. I was thinking sex, since we were talking about sex earlier. Either sex or poop. This is the OJs singing For the Love of Money here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Precious body, for a small piece of paper, it carries a a lot of ways for that me.
Keep on.